Implats has beefed up its stake in Royal Bafokeng Platinum, acquiring 2.5% of its shares, bringing its total stake to 31.9%. And this move helping Implats get closer to taking full control of RB Plats. Joining me now with more of the detail is Impala's CEO, Nico Miller. Thanks so much, Nico, for your time this evening. So you've been busy. We're glad that we're able to have pinned you down for this conversation for just a bit, Nico. Let's talk about why you're so adamant about this asset here, even if you've got a Northam Platinum as a very big thorn in your side.
Alicia, I think the strategic rationale has always been known to the market. The asset is contiguous to our own operation, and it will provide much needed life extension to the lease area. It will increase our reserves by 128%, and particularly when you think about us employing 40,000 people in the Rustenburg area. For us, it's strategically important to provide an increase to the life of mine. In addition to that, it is shallow mechanized ounces, which will reduce the overall cost profile of the operation. It will lower capital intensity, and it has a favorable metal mix in that it is biased towards platinum, and it has base metal credits, particularly in the form of nickel and copper, which we believe supports the future demand growth from that sector.
Yeah, the plan, though, initially was for full control of this asset, right, Nico? So we've seen Northam throw a spanner in the works here. How does that impede what was your initial intent as far as, the synergies to be extrapolated are concerned? And the strategy, has it triggered much of a shift in your strategy that you now pursue?
You are correct. Having an absolute control of the company and incorporated into the Implats group as a group asset would have been preferable, but we believe that even at less than 100% shielding, that most of the synergies are still available and can be leveraged. Even when we were planning 100% control, we were still going to operate initially it as a separate business unit, but to the extent that we can, for instance, offer a better offtake term than what is being achieved at Royal Bafokeng Platinum at the moment, we still think that will offer value on both sides of the fence. To the extent that we can offer strategic flexibility in terms of expanding 20 shaft into a broader footprint in the Styldrift 2 area, which represents very long dated ounces for Royal Bafokeng, and even as such. It is not necessarily a foregone conclusion that will ever be exploited unless there's a partnership with Implats. So we still believe in intrinsic value through a partnership in that asset.
And, can you and Northam work together on this? What's that relationship like?
During corporate action, it is not abnormal for there to be poshing the market. However, when partners own an asset together, it is important that it's managed in a responsible fashion. Implats has got very successful joint ventures with current competitors. We've got a joint venture with ARM in the Eastern Limb. We've got a joint venture in Zimbabwe with Sibanye, and they are operated very successfully, even though you can say we are also strictly speaking competitors in the industry. Even on the back of that, we are a service provider to many third-party producers that do not have processing capacity. So that's not something that is unknown for us. And we do believe that once the dust settles on the M&A space, that sanity will prevail and that the partners who will end up being partners in that business will find a way to operate in a manner that is responsible not only to shareholders but also to employees as well as local communities.
I want to pick up on what you said there, when the dust settles in the M&A space. So where you wanted full control of this asset and Northam, one assumes, wanted to grow their stake as well, Nico, would you attempt to make Northam an offer? I mean, is that an avenue worth exploring?
Alicia, I think we have to await the unfolding of this particular process. Depending on the outcome of this transaction and its end position, there are many other opportunities I mean, the one that you are mentioning is one, but it's one of many. I mean, we own assets in three jurisdictions, you know, in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and the States, and we constantly evaluate all opportunities to provide growth for our shareholders. So, I mean, we will evaluate that amongst all the other opportunities that are available to the company.
Yeah. When it comes to this deal, though, are shareholders pretty supportive of this deal that you're pursuing here? And what does this do to your debt position at all? Does it not potentially overstretch you at the current time?
So let's just talk about shareholders' perspective. I think the shareholders have got a number of critical points. The one is that they need to see fair value. And, you know, there are many shareholders that are cross-shareholders in both Implats, Obiplats, and for that matter, in Northam. So the first point that shareholders are looking at is a fair value transaction. Mm-hmm. And we believe at the 150 Rand a share that we've hit the sweet spot. And we think, you know, beyond that, up to the 180, it's probably not a position that we believe is in the best interest of shareholders to compete at. So that's the first thing. Another important point for shareholders is that we don't create hostility that creates risk to the South African PGM industry. You know, if you're looking to attract offshore investors and funding for your PGM industry, they want to invest in a stable, responsible industry. And I think from that perspective, it's important that we conduct ourselves in an ethical fashion, that we follow fair processes, and that we make sure that whatever the ultimate arrangement is set up in a way that will provide assurance to all stakeholders that the asset will be operated in the most responsible fashion. Then in terms of stretching, we have conducted a very thorough due diligence over a very lengthy period, and at the 150 rand a share, you know, with a combination of 60% cash and 40% scrip, we believe that represents fair value, and there's even upside to the extent that we leverage successfully all the synergies that emanate from the contiguous nature of our respective assets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, let's leave it there, Nico. We'll be watching developments here as they unfold. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Implats, Nico Muller.